Hello and welcome to Attack of the Chief. This is your host, Corman, or the Chief from Corman.com, from the Corman.com network. Sorry for being late. This is episode 20. Doc Digg may or may not get in with us, 0311. He's having technical difficulties on his side, as we were here. Please enjoy the show and enjoy Pink Floyd, and then we'll get started. Today is 21 May, 2008. And today's show was supposed to be posted as co-host tryout. Looks like you're gonna have one host. That's all right. Today's show is being brought to you by Andy and Jarhead John. It's their 10th show they've sponsored. It's their last one. We want to thank them for their sponsorship. And it's also being brought to you by users like you. Thanks for your donations. Enjoy the show. Hey all, Sheep here. Today's the 21st of May, 2008. You were going to have another co-host, 0311, but he's having problems with TalkShoe, as I did before. That's why we're late. I'm sorry about that. TalkShoe was giving us fits. And he's still trying to get in, and I'm watching him. I see that we have another user as well on there, Conkle, which is actually my significant other, my wife. She's listening in as well online. So I thank you for coming. Like I said in the intro, this episode has been brought to you by Jarhead John and Andy. They sponsored 10 episodes with us in the last year, and this is their last one. And we want to thank them for all they've done, because when we were running through a rough patch last year with floods and everything else, their sponsorship has helped keep this netcast going. And I thank you both. I really do. From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you. Corman.com is a site that's being run is run by a retired chief hospital corpsman, was in the Navy for 24 years, and it's also being run by users like you. We support corpsmen, medics, airmen, docs basically from all services. We also support the family members as well as vets and recruits. So if you haven't been by Corman.com lately, we ask you to stop by http://www.corpsman.com. Our whole front end has been changed. We're over to version 3.0, as well as our Corman.com forums, Corman.com/forum. Go on in there as well, and you're going to see we have approximately almost 1,600 users right now in the forums, and yesterday we had over 3,000 visits in one day, so we're getting a lot of action. More and more, we're getting more Army personnel to come in and sign up. We're looking forward to them, but we're also looking for Air Force as well as Coast Guard. We have a few Coasties that are on our site. We would love to have you on as well. If you're a recruit that's looking into joining the military, be it the Navy, Army, Coast Guard, whatever, the Air Force, come on in. We'll try to get you some information, get you some straight gouge. We're not recruiters. We're going to tell you the truth. You won't get us trying to blow smoke up your butt if you want to know the real truth. So come to see us, and we'll help you out. One bit of information I wanted to tell you about was that for those of you who are NCS sailors out there serving, and I know a bunch of you when I was serving at Corps School were pretty upset that you couldn't have the opportunity to extend or re-enlist in the Navy. You were upset that you had to get out after 15 months and weren't eligible for the GI Bill. Right now, you do have that option until the end of the fiscal year. If you go onto our site, on the front page, you'll see we have the message on there. You're going to have to do a search. Just do a search for keyword tag NCS, and it'll bring up the message for you. It tells you who to contact and how to do it. This is not going to happen every year. This is just for this year right now. They're saying until the end of the fiscal year, which is October. But you have to start the paperwork soon. Even if you've been denied before, but you're still in, please contact that number and the person that's in charge of the program and put in the paperwork. They will take you. Newsletter submissions. We are working on the newsletter for May, which is our Memorial Day issue. Dee Dee's working on it right now. If you have anything you would like to go in, we need it by close of business today. Today is Wednesday, the 21st of May. If you can, by 2400 tonight, forward her what you have. I'm pretty sure she could still add it But she has to finish it up by tomorrow and Friday. I know she wants to put this puppy to bed by Friday before the weekend so you can have a look at it. So take a look. If you've got anything, if you have a story you want to tell, or if you just want to put a wish out because it's Memorial Day to a family member or anything, anything you want, just email it to Dee Dee. Her email address is editor, E-D-I-T-O-R, at Corman, C-O-R-P-S-M-A-N.com. And she will try to include it in the newsletter, or she will include it in the newsletter. And like I said, I know last night she told me she wanted to get it put to bed by Friday. One thing I wanted to talk about this week that we've been adding, and you're going to see a little bit about this in my submission, my rant in the newsletter, it's the social networks. While we have Corman.com itself as a social network in that we have the front page, which is a news site, but also we have the forums. One of the things we like to do is if there's information that's out there, it's hard. I myself, and there's about five of us that basically run the site. If you have something that's out there that you would like to, if you see a story and you want to pass it to us or whatnot, we ask that you help us out, or if you just want to interact with us more than on the forums or whatnot, we have a few different ways you can do that. One of them is Twitter, T-W-I-T-T-E-R. You can go to twitter.com, sign up for an account for yourself. It is free. It's a microblogging thing. It's sort of like SMS that you do for your for your cell phone, but you do it with a Twitter account. It limits you to 160 text, whatever, for the message itself. So that's why they call it microblogging. You go in, you sign up, and you get yourself a name. But once you're in, look for our network, which is Corman, C-O-R-P-S-M-A-N, _com, Corman, _com, and add us. Also, you can add 0311, _doc, as well. And Corman, hey, hold on for 1 second. I think we've got him on here. Hold on. I got to add him to the call. Let's see if we can get him in here now. It looks like 0311's here. Hold on for 1 second. I can't add you unless I hear you, Dr. Marines. It doesn't show you in there on the call. Let's see if I can add him. I have 000. I'm not sure who that is. I hate it when these things are live. But anyways, I'm going to continue with the show. He says he's talking. I can't hear you right now. I don't show you on there, Dr. of Marines. It doesn't show you as where I can unmute you. I have a 000 on there. Is that you? Hold on for 1 second. Let's see who this is real quick. 000. Hello.
Hello. This is 0311.
Hey, I do have you. Good. Okay, it's showing you up as 000 on there.
I think that's for the pin code. I think I just put in a generic pin code.
All right. Well, you're in for right now. You're coming in kind of fuzzy, but it'll do. Everybody, this is 0311. He's a HM2 reserve doc, FMF type. Why don't you tell everybody about yourself real quick, and then we'll jump back in. I'm up to the social network stuff. So go ahead and tell them about yourself.
I joined the Navy in 1999, was sent to the Green Side, got deployed after 9/11, spent 18 months over there for the first tour in 03, came back, did my reserve thing, went to a few countries with some good ATs, went to the Ukraine, went to Mount Fuji, and I spent a year in Germany working at the hospital taking care of all the soldiers and Marines and sailors and airmen coming in from downrange, as they call it, and I spent a year on a med-surg ward and taking care of a 16 and suturing bullet wounds. Now I'm back in reserve status, and I'm trying to get my instructor status schools done, and that's about it in a nutshell.
Well, good. Well, it's good to have you on tonight. We got to get you a mic like what I've got. It's digital this way.
Yeah.
You're going through.
I will fix that.
Oh, that's okay. You're going through the monitor.
Yeah, it's a big mic on top of my monitor, but apparently you're not getting it. You're not hearing me well.
No, it's all right, and it's fine. It's fine. Okay. It really is. I'm hearing you good enough on here, so, and I'm sure everybody else will hear you. One thing that's nice about USB is if you get a mic like what I've got, I'm using the Logitech 350, but if you get that and you plug it in, it stays digital, so there's none of that there's no feedback or anything like that. Well, it's good to have you on here. I'm going to continue on. I know that O311 himself is on there. He's on Twitter, like I said before. If you look for us, what happens is there, you can use that as a function that if something's going on in an area, say that if you get a bunch of people on the Corman.com like network type thing, and we start adding people together, say you're in San Diego, or you're going to go to San Diego deploy, and you Twitter into the thing, hey, I'm going to San Diego, but you have a whole bunch of people from the Corman.com group that follow you, and maybe somebody's stationed in San Diego, they can say, hey, contact me here, I'll hook you up, I'll set you up, or whatever it is. It's just a way of communicating and stuff like that. The other thing is, too, if something happens on the network, like if I find out that the results are out for the advancement exam, I can Twitter, hey, results are out, and here's where they're at, and everybody can go look for them, or so on and so forth. The other thing that we use is Pounce.com, Pounce.com. This is a little bit sort of like Twitter in that, unlike that, you can have more than 160 characters per message. You could type up whatever you want. But the thing that's nice about Pounce is you can actually add files to it. You can set up schedules for things. You can also set up video clips on there as well. Like if you have a YouTube clip that you want to show as a funny or something like that, you just go to Pounce. That's free as well. The account is free. And then look up DaChief, DA_CHIEF. If you look me up, I'll add you to the Corman.com group. And when I have something that has to go out really quick, like, or sometimes like Didi will put out the newsletter on there as well, and it won't clog up your email or whatnot. But Pounce.com, something to look at. And I know a lot of family members like using it as well, because they can set up groups for themselves, for their families, and so not. What? Excuse you. Delicious is the last thing I want to talk about. It's a site that's actually been bought out by Yahoo. And what it is it's a bookmarking type site. What you do is you go, I would go look at it. Now, all of these and their links will be in the show notes, which we're going to put up on our site afterwards. But Delicious, we have a section on there. It's called Corman_com. If you see a story that's interesting for the military in the medic community, Corman community or whatever, or even a story, a deal that, you know, you want all of us to put out to everybody, what you do is you get yourself, if you're already on Delicious, add Corman.com, Corman_com. And we can look at the stories, and when we do netcasts, or if it's something that we're going to put in, we can add to the newsletter, it will help us out, or something to the front of the site itself. So it's just a way, a tool. These are tools that you can use, and they're not necessarily for hey man, I'm going to mic you real quick. I'm going to mute you real quick. Hold on for 1 second. One thing that, what's nice about this is it's not just for us. It's, you can use it for yourself, for your family members. I know a lot of people use Twitter for kids now. It's one way to get the word out really quick. I just sent a message to him. I had to tone him down a little bit. His mic was giving off all kinds of noise. One thing we're looking at right now, and I'm sorry this has been kind of rough today. We're just trying to add more people. We want to have two people on the show. It just seems to make things go faster, but his mic right now is giving off a lot of feedback on the broadcast itself. We're looking for sponsors for the show, and what we decided to do is, instead of having, like, I mean, it was really, really outstanding that Jarhead John and Andy helped us out, but we're looking at maybe, instead of asking for, we do not ask for donations throughout the year. One thing we are going to ask, though, is if you're interested, and by no means do you have to do this, if you're interested in sponsoring a netcast, what we ask you to do is, if you could, give a donation to Corman.com, and we're saying to sponsor a netcast, it's going to be $25. You go to the Corman.com website, and you'll see the donate button. If you're interested in doing that, please just whack that, and you can donate some money to us. What we ask you to do is, in the notes of your donation, put show sponsor, and then put sponsored by, the name that you want to use inside the quotes on that, so I can add it to the show. We would really appreciate it. We will also add you to our monthly newsletter, the people that have donated to the show, and so that way you'll be recognized there as well. It's not a thing that we demand or anything like that. We could say it's brought to you by Chef Boyardee next week. We don't care. But if somebody does donate to the site, we want to make sure that they're recognized as well. Citrus graduates, 23 May 2008. I can't believe it. Citrus, for those of you who have been on our site for a while, he is a recruit. We met him first as a recruit. A recruit, he's like a small bean planted in the ground. A recruit asking all kinds of questions about becoming a corpsman. Well, he finally joined, and he left for boot camp. We followed him through boot camp, and now he's finishing corps school. He had a rough time of it. I'm going to tell you what, perseverance is a strong trait for this kid. He had a rough time at first, but he's graduating on the 23rd of May. Then he's leaving for FMTB, and will be the only thing he's upset about is he got a group unit out of Camp Lejeune. What he doesn't understand is the Marines are the Marines. Doesn't matter if you're group or your division, Marines are the Marines. They're a combat action fighting group, and so you'll be all set, Citrus. We want to say congratulations. One thing about 23 May, this is a weird date in my life. On the 23rd of May was the day I joined the Navy in 1984. The 23rd of May is also my wife's birthday, and now he's graduating. I have another date for the 23rd of May, too, that's in my life, but I'm not going to go into that, but it just seems like the 23rd of May keeps revolving around me for some reason. So congratulations, Citrus. It's like seven degrees of separation of the chief. Anyways, let me see if I can add him back. He says he's got a mic right now. He found a headset. I'm going to see if he's on here real quick, see if I can hear him a little bit better. I need to find out if he adjusted it within Windows itself. So let's see how it works. Hey, are you there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. That sounds a lot better.
Okay, yeah, I was playing with the settings within Skype, so.
Oh, that's all right. You're all set then. Okay. Well, we're going to get into the news now, and I'm going to let 0311 start off first. He's got some stories, and I've got some stories that we found that are both humorous and interesting and also deal with Memorial Day and all of that. So go ahead.
All right. This particular story is coming from the reserve side of the house. A few years back in 2005, a unit out of Columbus, Ohio, 3rd Battalion, 25th Marines, they went into over to Iraq, and they sustained a lot of injuries, a lot of casualties. And there's an artist in Columbus, Ohio, who's helping them with their healing process. But what she did was she started painting some portraits for these guys. And we'll have the links at the end of the show for the notes, but there's pictures of her painting, you know, the Marines with backgrounds of their natural surroundings and what they were doing while they're over there, you know, them goofing off and them doing their business and whatnot. And as I was saying, it's helping them cope with the loss they sustained a few years back. And it's also making this artist feel like she's contributing to the welfare of this Marine unit that lost a lot of its members. And,
right.
It's really good story.
Yep. Her name is Anita Miller, and she lives in Westerville, Ohio. And I personally know of that unit because the Naval Hospital Great Lakes, when we were still stood up as a Naval Hospital, that particular mission that we're talking about, I was supposed to be on it and got pulled off at the last second. And HM3 Youngblood, who is from the Naval Hospital in Great Lakes, he was killed on that deployment as well. And that particular mission has a special place in my heart. One of our Doc Radar, if you see him on the site, one of our senior chiefs that's on our site, he's the one that actually went in my stead. So he was the one that went with those boys over there and took care of them. So I appreciate her doing that. All of these, like 0311 said, they're going to be in our show notes. We're going to have this on the site. We'll have the link. You can follow the, you can read the whole article itself. You got something else out there for us?
I do. There's a story about the Army side of the house. You know, like I said, we're trying to make this a military enlisted site for all the services. And I just found an article this morning about some more soldiers as well. The Army as a whole, the reserves and the National Guard, they're all Army, I guess, as far as the military is concerned or the Army's concerned. But they're getting ready to send another 25,000 members overseas, at the end of the year or in the beginning of fiscal year 2009. And, 25,000 people.
Right. But those are basically rotations, right? Those are people actually coming back?
That is correct.
Right. And the one thing that's happening now that with the rotation schedule is the Army went from 15 months rotations to 12 months. So, I mean, if there's a good side of this, it's not that they're adding, there's not that they're adding 25,000 more. This is an actual rotation schedule that they're doing, right?
That is correct. It is a rotation schedule. But, 15 months. When I was over in Germany, you know, that word came down, I guess, from higher, from their chief of staff. And the soldiers that I was working with were really upset because they were getting ready to go down range. And they were like, you know, 12 months is long enough. Now I do 15, you know. So I can only imagine what these soldiers are going through when they got stopped, lost, or whatnot, or extended.
Right.
You know, because most of us, at least on the Marine side, you know, we usually are actually on boots on ground for maybe 6-7 months, and then we spin down, you know, and spin up. But, you know, I couldn't imagine 15 months over there.
I know.
I feel for those guys.
Yep. I know. But, you know, they went to 15 months. Now, one thing that 0311 talked about was that the Army still does have a stop loss. They are stop loss in big time. So I don't know what to say about that. I don't even know how to comprehend how that I would feel about that. But one thing that they did do is they did go from 15 months to 12 months. I mean, it's something. Like you said, imagine if you were doing 12 months initially, and then it bumped up to 15 months. Well, at least the one thing that sucks is they went back down to 12 months, but the people who were over there, that didn't roll back. They are still there for the full 15 months. It's for the new people who are going over there will only be there for 12 months. At least that's what they're saying. You got another story?
You know, it seems like everyone's jumping on this bandwagon about getting their PT gear up and going.
Yeah.
And I guess the Marine Corps, I guess, added another jumpsuit to their green on greens. And as typical Marine fashion, they are pretty anal about the appearance and how you wear it appropriately. I know, kind of off topic, but when we go off base, they make us wear a belt with a buckle, a collared shirt tucked in, you know, we're on Liberty. So the new jumpsuit for the Marine Corps is kind of no exception. They kind of, the commandant's saying, you can wear this, you know, with other PT gear, but it has to be zipped up. You cannot wear the jacket unless it's zipped at least halfway. So, you know, I guess it's an appearance thing, and you know the Marines stand proud, and I concur. You know, I'm Marine Corps regulations, and I've been told many times about the platoon sergeants that I'm looking, better than some of my Marines in my platoon. So it kind of makes a man that you know that I'm a squid and I'm looking good in my Charlies. So I know about the appearance issues with the Marines, but you know, again, it's another set of rules about how we present ourselves as members or attachments to the Marine Corps, and the Commandant kind of put his foot down on that with the new PT gear as well.
Yeah, the one thing I can say about that is if you were to sit across from Corps School and watch how the students roll out or from a naval hospital, what they look like, and the presence that they put out to the civilian community, I can totally understand why the Commandant does that. I'm disgusted with some of the stuff that I used to see. I mean, you would actually go to them and to the students and say, "Does your mom know you're wearing that?" And you know, they would try to downgrade. I mean, it would just look terrible. It was nuts. So I don't know. It's a different generation too. I really shouldn't go off about it or anything like that. So you know, it's it's just kids.
Yeah.
Kids being kids, but I'm going to go over something that's coming out right now. The troops supposedly, well, you know, this, the House and the Senate, they of course put their budget proposals through and so on and so forth. But what they're looking for the pay raise for this year for the active duty folks is a 3.9 pay raise, supposedly across the board. We'll see what happens. But of course, that has to go through the House, the Senate, and then to the President. So we'll see what happens with that. We have a link for that. You know, you'll get these every few weeks or so that, you know, so-and-so committee approved this or suggested that and so on and so forth. So, but right now they're looking like a 3.9 pay raise. Another thing that we just got that it's been put out, and I want to put it out to everybody because I know a lot of people that are out there are taking ACTs, SATs. They're taking the what's the test? The one to, if you didn't go to high school and you got to get your
the GED,
right? The GED. Well, for a while there, and I didn't know that this must have happened after I got out. but the Navy college offices used to give those to active duty members for free. Evidently, there was a breach in security for at one of these places for, where the tests, the answers were at. So we had to stop doing it. And basically, you had to go out offsite to different colleges or whatnot, and it wasn't free anymore. And you had to take these tests there. Well, the Navy college offices are going to be offering these all again at the bases. So if you are, if you need to take those tests, please go to your local Navy college office on your base and inquire as to when you can take the test. One thing that you've seen on our news site recently is I'm very big into the GI Bill, the new one that, that Senator Jim Webb is pushing forward. His GI Bill basically pays for, here's the way he put it out. If you have served since 9/11, you will be eligible for this GI Bill. If you paid $1,200 in, number one, if you've paid $1,200 in for your GI Bill, you will be refunded that later on. All of your school will be paid for at the rate of the most expensive public school in your state. For myself, it would be University of Illinois. I think it's the most expensive public school. If you were in Michigan, it would be U of M. I don't. You're in Las Vegas, right?
Correct.
Is that a public school? UNLV is a public school, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at. It would be the most expensive school for your state. They would cover the costs, books, plus give you a stipend. I'm not sure how much the stipend is, but a living expense while you're going to school for 4 years. You would be going to school for free. It's basically like it was in World War II. The reason why I'm bringing that out is because there are a certain group of individuals that are out there in the Senate and also in the House, and I know in the White House, who believe that this is bad for retention. I would like to point out that all those people who think it's bad for retention aren't on their fourth deployment in Iraq like Sean Dustman's are, or like some of these people, these Army guys that are about to deploy. None of them have lost a loved one in this or had somebody's leg blown off or have even dealt with it. It's one thing to go, now here I am, I'm going to get on a rant right now, just brace yourself. It's one thing to go and visit somebody in a hospital and stuff like that, but it's another thing to make sure they're taken care of afterwards. So I ask you all to please hound your elected officials. Make sure they know you're for this, because all what somebody else wants to do is basically just give like a few hundred dollars more per month. I can tell you with the cost of tuition right now, there's nothing more that can be given to your country than what these people have already done. They've given their blood, their sweat, their loved ones. It needs to continue on. The one thing that's different about this is that in the other GI Bill option that was being pushed forward, which was killed already, they said that you had the chance to transfer your GI Bill benefits to your children. It sounds good and everything. And, you know, at first I was for that, but you know something? This is something that's meant for the people who have already done the job, and it should stick with them. I really ask that you let your elected officials know that that you're in favor of this. If you go to the IAVA website, iava.org or gov, I forget which. You can look at my tagline. It's also on our front page. Please go visit their website. They're in strong support of this, and they have a big voice in Washington, D.C. for us. And the one thing that's nice about these people is they are prior military. They're not a bunch of civilians giving us lip service. So that's just it about that. I really get pissed off when I hear, excuse my French, when I hear people out there saying, well, it's going to be bad for retention and all this stuff. No, you know something? This thing is for people who have done the job. There's not that person who goes to Iraq who got hurt in Iraq and cannot stay in the service, but he was hurt in Iraq, is no more important than the person who was on his first term than somebody who was on their third term. Everybody over there is just as important. We spout that repeatedly, especially in the Navy side of the house. It used to be an us and them between the reserves and the active force. There is one Navy now. There should not be any difference on who's over there. There are active duty military people, and they should all be taken care of. That's why I hate the NCS program. They knew what they were doing. They were screwing people over with the GI Bill. I know a bunch of recruiters who basically told them, oh, you'll be eligible for the GI Bill, and then they come to find out they're not. That's why I put out earlier, if you have a chance to extend for the GI Bill, it's your call, shipmates, because if you extend and you're with FMF, there's a good chance you're going to be going back over there. But, I mean, it is an option for you to be able to get the GI Bill. For those of you who are in the NCS program, if you have been over 20, if you are able to, I know initially it said 15 months, but if you're on active duty for 24 months, you have to look at the time. I'm talking about the day you reported to boot camp, the day you discharged from the Navy, and that includes leave time. If it's 24 months, you need to make sure you have $1,200 right now and go drop that on the GI Bill. It'll probably be refunded to you anyways when this new one kicks through, but you need to drop it now so you will have that option, because if you don't, you will not be eligible for it. Yeah, I'm big on the NCSers. I was a big advocate. Myself and Chief Pace at Corps School, he and I were doing everything we possibly could to take care of people. So, you know, something to look at. One other thing that's going on right now, and this is one of the weird stories. We have a couple of good ones coming up in a second. And before we get into the weird ones, I'm actually going to move them around 0311. I'm going to bring up the last one first, because the next two that are next are both odd. Bill clarifies tax breaks for service members. There's a new bill out. Evidently, for the tax breaks for those of us for those of you who are married to people who aren't citizens of the United States but live in the United States, i.e., if you're married to somebody from the Philippines or so on and so forth, if they don't have a Social Security number, even though I'm not even sure how this works. If you were not eligible for the full tax break, the refund that they're giving right now, you will be eligible for it now. And we'll have a link for that on here. So take a look at that. One of the things that just happened up here in Wisconsin, this is awesome. La Crosse, Wisconsin. I love how people look out for the military. La Crosse, Wisconsin. There was a reserve center up there for years. I know about this reserve center because my wife, when she worked for the Red Com up here in Great Lakes, that was one of her reserve centers up in that area. But they've closed it down. One of the things that happens when they close down these sites is it's reclaimed by the city and they start to do things with the buildings and so on and what forth. But La Crosse wanted to still have a section to highlight the Navy because they were a part of their community. Well, they just realized that sometimes since January till now that somebody took like a one-ton anchor from the front of the building. It went missing. Nobody noticed that an anchor was carted off from this place. It's amazing. This is how bad the economy is. They're thinking that somebody took it and took it to a scrap metal place for money. In the middle of the night, somebody took an anchor from the reserve center. That's awesome. And you got the last one?
I do. This is coming out of Sweden, and there was a taxi boat, I guess, doing its thing in the water, and apparently a submarine, or they thought it was a Soviet sub, based on the sounds that was making from the propeller, and the Swedish Defense Research Agency found the noise, and I guess it baffled everyone over there. The story is pretty short, but I just can't imagine a taxi boat being construed as a submarine.
Could you imagine activating everything out there because there's a taxi going by? That's awesome. That's almost as good as thinking you had the number one terrorist in Iraq and just got his name wrong.
Yeah,
that was last week. Hey, we got to get going a little bit. We got 15 minutes to close this off, but we're going to put something in here called the Education Minute. 0311 just went through TCCC. He's going to talk a little bit about it. Why don't you tell him what it is?
It's tactical combat casualty care, and basically what they told me at the Naval Expeditionary Medical Training Center at Camp Pendleton, California, was it is now mandated by Big Brother Navy, the Surgeon General of the Navy, that all corpsmen, reserve, active, FTS, whatnot, will take this course at some point in the next year. It's mostly for the operational forces. It was a very good-to-go class. You know, it was hands-on. But they also want us to teach this stuff to actually our grunts, and they want them to know the basics. I have a concern a little bit about, you know, teaching a grunt how to do a surgical airway, but it's something that they want them to be exposed to, kind of like teaching your Marines at least how to start an IV in themselves. But it was a very motivating class, and it's just a kind of a refresher to a lot of the stuff we learn at FMS school.
our field medical training battalion, as it's called now. But it was a good refresher, and some of the tactics are a little different than we were taught. But basically, bottom line is the mission comes first, and, you know, it's kind of like when I went to field med school 10 years ago, there was a portrait on the wall saying keep as many guns pointed downrange as possible. So basically, fire superiority is your mission, you know, as
right.
being a combat corpsman.
Right. And this is, like you said, it's and it's to help us treat the, train the Marines too, right?
Correct.
For this stuff? Yeah. Well, this is totally new. I mean, because, you know, since this war has started, it's a new way of thinking. Some of us thought outside of the box before this has even come around. I know when I was deploying with the Marines before, we would, because we were out in the, I would train the Marines for, like you said, IVs and stuff like that now. And I guess, you know, it's become the thing to do now. So,
yeah.
Hey, I'm going to put on somebody real quick. Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to add somebody to us right now. I've got Pandora Files here. It's Richard. He wants to come on and say something. I have no clue what he's going to say. We're going to add him to our phone call.
All
Richard,
right.
Keep it clean. Hold on for 1 second. Here we go. Richard, are you there?
Hi, Hello? Chief. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good. What's up?
Great. Listen, I just wanted to give you some information that I've had for a long time, and I give it to one veteran at a time usually, but I'm glad you're on the air so that I can give it to maybe more than one. I'm a disabled veteran from Vietnam, Operation Sea Dragon, Operation Market Time, and Yankee Station. And I wasn't sick when I got out of the military, but there was something not right, and it took until 1996 to have a full-blown condition. But one of the things I learned was that you don't talk to the government one-on-one. It's
right.
impossible to get anything done. So if you're in the service now, the best thing that you can do for yourself is sign up for the Disabled Veterans of America or one of the service organizations like VFW or something like that, because it's free if you're still in the service.
Yep.
Once you leave the service, they will charge you. Now, these organizations are the lawyers that represent you. They're not actually lawyers, they're service reps. But they are the people that will represent you to the government, so you don't talk to the government directly.
Right.
And they'll take out all the road hazards that everybody usually comes across. And I just talked to a Marine friend of mine from Vietnam, and he called me because he was dealing with the VA, and he says, "Whoa, stop right there."
Yeah,
you can't talk to them. I mean, the first guy you might come across might be nice, but the next guy is going to ask you to prove everything.
Yep.
You don't want to go through that hassle. Go to the DAV, pay the initial $125, $150, whatever it is, for a lifetime membership, and let them represent you.
Yep, that's who I joined. They're the ones that helped us. We're lucky up in Great Lakes in that they did all of that for us prior to us getting out, so we would have our rating and everything. I had my rating within a month after I got out. Now, waiting for the first check was another thing, but having the rating itself, the paperwork you're talking about, I was very lucky in that the Great Lakes area supposedly was a pilot program, and they took care of us.
There are so many veterans, and each one is an individual by itself, but they all apply for the same things with different reasons. And the DAV, and I'm a member of the Paralyzed Veterans of America now, but they have canned answers and canned questions whenever the veteran applies for something. In other words, they put together the paperwork with canned responses for the government, and the government has to respond to that.
Yep.
It would take you a lifetime to come up with these things, but
yep.
they did it since World War II. So that's the only, you know, you can prepare for war any way you want, but what you don't understand is that when you come back, the injuries might not show up right away, and you want to be prepared.
That's true. Well, Richard, I thank you for the information, and I thank you for your service to our country, especially Vietnam vets. I know it's hard for you.
Wow.
It's hard for you guys, I know, to watch some of this stuff happen. And I'm hoping that the country doesn't go the same route they did with you guys, because you guys served when asked and no questions asked. And I just think the country, when you came back, they didn't they turned their backs on you, and it wasn't right.
Well, when I got back, the VA was considered the enemy. They were just as bad as in EBC. I mean, I avoided the VA. As a matter of fact, I took a poke at a doctor when he said I should go to the VA. you know, there's no way that I was going to deal with those people, because they're automatons. They're
right.
You know, but you know, the horror stories that were coming out of the VA were legitimate. I mean, you know, they were rumors and stuff, but they were legitimate.
Yeah.
In the 80s, I don't know who turned it around. It might have been that veteran that lost his arms and legs.
Mm-hmm.
That was a senator from Georgia. But it became a functioning hospital. But there were no wars of any consequence either.
Right.
But then, of course, 1990 came along, and off we go to Iraq for the first time. And these guys started coming back with Gulf War syndrome. I mean, really,
right.
That isn't even a disease, but it was very real.
Yeah.
But that was the same thing as Agent Orange.
Well, I thank you for your phone call. I'm going to have to cut you off right here, though, because I got like 8 minutes to close this thing out. And hey, we're going to be doing this every week. If you want to call in when we do this, just let me know. And if you got something you want to present, I would love to have somebody added on here for VA stuff. That'd be great.
No problem.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, sir.
Well, that's awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah.
It worked. It worked. We couldn't get on the phone call, but he was able to real fast. All right.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's move on. Thanks for the TCCC, and thanks, Dave or Richard, for the information for the VA. He's absolutely right. Get in contact with your DAV. They really harp that on us here in Great Lakes. Deals of the week. One thing I want to get into real quick, and 03 and 11 and I were talking about, and I started to research it. You know, usually Memorial Day, they give to some of these businesses, and there might be some more. If you know of any more places that are giving good deals to us for Memorial Day weekend, please let me know. But for the home, I call it home healthcare, but for home stuff like Lowe's and everything like that, it used to be that Menards and Home Depot gave a 10% discount on Veterans Day and Memorial Day. I didn't find anything on that this year. I saw it for last year, but not this year. But Lowe's has already put out an announcement. They're giving 10% discount to the family members of active duty people, as well as the active duty, as well as veterans and their family. So if you're a veteran or an active duty member, please go to Lowe's. They are taking care of us. Take your business to them. And if you need it, they will. I have the link for the 10% discount, and it will be in the show notes, and I'll be posting them right after this show is finished. If you're and give them some business, because they're taking care of us. If you guys have anything else out there that you would like us to know about for good deals for the military, let us know. We'll put them out every week. I also want to get into Blog of the Month. The Blog of the Month this month is, there's two of them. Of course, there's DD Site, which will be on here as well, and there's Dustman's, which was on here last month or last week. But My Everyday Memoir, M-E-M-O-I-R, at http://www.everydaymemoir.com, everydaymemoir.com. If you can, please take a look at this site. It's special to me in that my wife started a blog. And she says for every Corman.com member that signs up and gives a comment on her site, she's going to send you a postcard. She's really into collecting postcards. And she'll tell you a secret about me. I don't know what it is. I have no clue. But she said that she's going to do it, and she asked me to put it on there, so I'm doing it. That's going to be inside the newsletter too, so who knows? I don't know what it could be. I'm bald, everybody. I don't know if she's going to say he's bald, but everybody knows I am. The site of the month, I'm going to let see if the 0311's got anything. But for myself, one thing I've noticed is, and it's a nice site, but I want to dispel some information on here. It's Navy for Moms. It's http://www.navyformoms.com, NavyForMoms.com. Folks, it's sponsored by the Navy. It is a Department of the Navy site. It says .com. I understand that. And there are moms that are running it, but truly understand that it is run by Navy recruiting. So your information that you may want to get may come back filtered to you. So just take a look at it. It's a good site. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that it's a Navy site. You know what I mean? You got anything out there? Military site that you go to?
I didn't find any other Navy sites any sites of the month, but just to touch on the whole mom's thing, Mother's Day was last week or 2 weeks ago, but, for our spouses and our mothers, or the mothers of our young Marines and soldiers overseas, and we need to not forget about them. Their moms are just as worried as their significant others, wives or girlfriends would be, and I think it's important that we mention, the moms and, they're just as worried as the wives would be, too, for their kids overseas.
That's true. And also, this was Mother's Day this month as well. So, like you said, remember the moms. The other thing is the Adopt-A-Doc program. DD needs some people to adopt some docs who are deployed right now. If you're interested in doing that, please contact her at editor, E-D-I-T-O-R, at corman.com. She'll tell you all about it and how you can get involved with somebody. She has some docs who could use some adoptees, or no, literally adoptees, some people to adopt them. So if you want to be in contact and help somebody who's stationed overseas right now, it started off just being docs, but really, one thing we've learned on our site is we have people of many different rates that actually come to our site. If you're a deployed member, we're going to try to take care of you. Also, I know for myself and for 0311, this weekend is very special. It's Memorial Day weekend. Yes, we do get a 3-day weekend. Please don't drink and drive. I do want to put that out. But remember what the weekend is about. Remember those like Richard was talking about who have gone before you and have done the job, or the people who are there now. Not only memorialize the people who have gone and were killed in action and so forth, but remember who's over there now. I would ask that you do it two ways. Memorialize the people that lost their lives doing this and stuff, but also memorialize the people who were over there on their 14th month, like 0311 said, or the veterans who need help, who are still not getting the help from the Veterans Administration. Let's help everybody out as a family. Well, that's about it. You got anything, man?
No, I'm good. That was great.
Yep. You gonna be ready for next week?
Sure.
Hurrah. All right, man. Well, until next week, we'll see you later on. Everybody, have a good day.
Hurrah. All right, everyone, take care.
Thank you for coming to Corman.com, Attack of the Chief. This has been episode 20. Your hosts were the Chief Crone from Corman.com and 0311 from Corman.com. Our call-on visitor was Richard, who expressed information for the Department of Veterans Affairs. Please come back next week, Wednesday, same time, 13:30, for episode 21. Thank you, and have a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. Hurrah. Thank you.
Call recording has been...